temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us now on the fan hotline is a guy that I saw weed whacking it the other day. That's Jason Mackey of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Jason, good morning to you, pal. How's it going?
Oh, going well, man. You saw me doing a little yard work out there, huh?
I did. First, you were whacking it.
Buddy.
Yeah, you were weed whacking it, and then I saw you blowing it later with the, that's what I saw you doing. All right, so Mackey. Yep. Well, there's a lot of deeper stuff we want to get into because, my God, we've combed over everything today. But just for the record, did you agree or disagree with what Derek Shelton did pulling Skeens after seven?
I guess at the end of the day, I agree with it. I don't like it. I mean, do I realistically think that he's going to make it through two more innings under 120 pitches? No, I don't. I don't know. I mean, the old school baseball person in me is offended. I'm like, you can't take a guy out of a no-hitter. What are you doing? But, yeah, I mean, I look at Paul Skeens and what he represents to this franchise's future, and I get it. I mean, if it would maybe be 10 pitches fewer, if he's sitting there at 89, I'd be extremely upset.
Yeah,
and I don't
yeah.
think they would have taken him out at 89. But, yeah, I get it.
Jason, do you think it was a mutual decision? Do you think that Paul had a say-so in whether he could have went back out there or not? Or you think it was one time?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I mean, I don't buy the argument that, like, his stuff was ticking down the way Shelton said. I mean, he went through three innings on 26 pitches, guys. Like, the stuff's fine. The stuff's fine. Now, I mean, maybe Paul sit there and said, you know, I'm gassed, I'm tired, I don't feel like I have it. I don't believe that argument. I don't think he did. But I think in 2 years, if that same scenario comes about, maybe less than 2 years, Paul Skeens says, I'm not coming out of the game. You're going to have to pull me off of that mound or something. I'm not leaving. But his 11th start in Major League Baseball, he's probably just going to, you know, kind of take it.
Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. Jason, you wrote an excerpt. I'm not going to give everybody your entire column. That would not be a good service to you. But an excerpt here from what you wrote last night into today. Make Skeens an offer that would be tough to refuse. A contract extension far exceeding the richest deal in franchise history by trading a boatload of guaranteed cash now for multiple free agent years later. Do you think that they are going to at least attempt to do that? And what would the likelihood be, do you think, of Paul Skeens saying, okay, I can make that trade-off, still knowing I'm 22 and I could hit free agency at 30?
Yeah, I mean, I would hope they have the conversation. I don't know why you're in business if you don't have the conversation. I do think it's tough to see happening, Adam, for the second part of that question. And I understand Paul's situation, as I wrote about in there. I mean, if you're Paul Skeens, you're weighing in your mind, you know, I can have all of this money now versus, well, I'm going to, you know, give away 2 years where that might be 2 years of prime earning potential with somebody who's going to give me, you know, 6-7 years at an absolutely absurd amount if I just carry it through to free agency. So, I mean, I think it warrants a discussion. I can make arguments for and against it on both sides. I mean, you could look at the Pirates situation and say, I mean, you're never going to pay for starting pitching. And they're not. And part of that's not even their own fault. Like Major League Baseball's financial system is just silly. It doesn't make sense for them to allocate their dollars that way. But, you know, it's kind of a unique situation. You certainly go year to year with Skeens. You start with about $70 million. You tack what that you're going to pay anyway, if you're just going year to year with him. And then tack another 70, 100. I don't know what that number would be as I floated in the column. But it's an interesting argument that why not have the discussion with him? Look at what he represents. Look at how good he is. Look at what he's been since May 11th. I get it.
Jason, we were discussing earlier that you have to give credit when credit is due, and we were giving credit to the Pirates of actually making the right decision around this time last year of drafting Paul Skeens 1-1. They had options, and you know, we don't know how that all went down. Wyatt Langford was out there. Dylan Cruz obviously was out there. In your knowledge or your opinion, how close was it for them possibly drafting somebody else than Paul Skeens?
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Dorn, and I was thinking about this because I was in Seattle last year chasing this stuff, you know, and like 2 days before the draft, I had people telling me like, Max Clark's the guy, Wyatt Langford's the guy, Dylan Cruz is the guy, you know, and it just, it speaks to what an absurd time it is, I think probably with any sport. When I look back on it now, I can't imagine it was terribly close. I mean, now I say that, and also inside of it, like I understand the Pirates do their due diligence on a lot of things. That's just their style. Like they analyze and look at a lot of players. So I'm not saying they didn't look at these other guys because I know they did. But if I'm stacking out Skeens and what he represents for my franchise, Dylan Cruz, et cetera, I mean, like I said before, this is just somebody that they can't otherwise get. They're not going to otherwise pay for. I don't know how you can pass on them. So at the end of the day, I would have to imagine that it was a pretty clear-cut decision after doing all of their homework to draft Paul Skeens.
Will the Pirates, here comes, will they approach this offseason? I mean, we can extend it out even to the deadline and do what is necessary here. Like, you can make an argument, and we have made the argument, you're probably not, and these are big words, going to have a better chance to win the World Series than for however long you have Paul Skeens. Are they going to act like it?
I can't tell you how scary that is as a former beat writer and current columnist to say, will the Pirates? Dude, I have no idea where that could go. Do I think they're going to behave like they have a chance in this thing? I mean, to a degree, yes. I think what I've learned covering them, Adam, is their definition of that and the outside world's definition of that often aren't the same thing. But
can they meet at least their definition of it?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think they'll meet their definition of it. Can we meet halfway? That would be great.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you look at this thing and see, you know, what Bubba Chandler's doing in AA and what I think is going to continue, Thomas Harrington, another guy. Like, they've got some good pitching prospects coming up. You look at Skeens, you look at Jared Jones, you look at Mitch Keller. You know, the way they're stocked, yes, you need a couple moves to get over the hump to you know, and we've been saying that this season, too. There are 2024 moves they need to make. I mean, I don't know what we're doing here if you don't look at that sort of core and add to it and make a run and push and all these things. So, yes, I mean, I do believe that's going to happen. I just don't think it's ever going to meet, you know, maybe what we want or think should happen.
Well, Jason, you just said there's 2024 moves that they need to make. They need to make moves, obviously, but do you think that they will? Do you think that they will? And have you heard anything on that end of a potential trade?
I think they will, Doran. Do I think they're going to land the biggest fish on the free agent market? No, I don't. But Taylor Ward was a name that came out with Paul Zeiss talking about, you know, they're in discussions with him. That's somebody who makes a lot of sense. Do I see them adding a player like that, maybe specifically Taylor Ward? Yes, absolutely. And there's some pitchers out there. I don't know. I'm kind of curious that on that end now, given the injuries they have. You look at Jared Jones is down, Bailey Falter's down, Martin Perez, I'm not sure what they have there. I'd like to believe in Quinn Priester, but like if there's a starting pitching addition that they could make, I don't know if I'd call that a priority. I think I'd rather have the bat. But yeah, do I think they're going to do something to improve this year's team? I do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is more just in the moment now. And by the way, like to your question, Doran, and your answer there, they were so close, I feel like, to teetering off the end to where they'd be six or seven games back at the All-Star break. And now you're set up so good here with the White Sox. I mean, bare minimum, take right. 2 out of 3. But anyhow, on for tonight's game, do we have any word on who's going to be the starter? Because it looks like you're at home. I don't know that you're following. You're out there right now.
Wait, you're talking about me? Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were asking Doran. No word on who the starter is. Marco Gonzalez would make a lot of sense. You're pointing. Was that your call?
That's what I called. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I mean that makes all the sense in the world. Again, I have not, you know, walked into a clubhouse. Nobody's walked into that clubhouse today, but that's my expectation.
Do you think that Paul Skenes, and this is just an opinion deal, but you're a columnist, do you think Paul Skenes is going to start the All-Star game?
I do. Did you guys see what Tori Lavolo said last night?
I did.
Bob Nightingale just tweeted too.
Did he tweet that about Lavolo or did he?
Yeah, Tori Lavolo says all starters are deserving, but in particular, Paul Skenes, he's been an unbelievable addition.
Yeah, I just filed something on that. I don't know if it's on our website or not, but to me, he basically said Paul Skenes is starting without saying Paul Skenes is starting. He's created a lot of interest in Major League Baseball. This is Lavolo talking. I'm going to be situationally aware when making this decision. I mean, my guy. Situationally aware and making this decision is starting Paul Skenes, is it not? Like, no offense, Reynaldo Lopez or Ranger Suarez, but Paul Skenes is the guy. He's the person everybody. If you're acknowledging the attention paid to this in terms of getting eyeballs on the product, it's Paul Skenes all day long.
We talked about this earlier. If you went to local bars around the country and just sort of tried to canvas and you asked, name 5 National League starting pitchers, you're probably going to find most people can't. And when they start naming them, it is Paul Skenes. Like Paul Skenes would be one of one. So from a novelty standpoint, you got to do it. But then he's also been the best pitcher.
Right.
Kind of an easy decision.
I don't even see how it's a discussion, Adam. I mean, I guess if like Chris Hale was healthy, if Zach Wheeler was healthy, if these guys that like have been wire to wire better and are like more established veteran, I don't know. I struggle making that argument because it's a darn exhibition game.
Jason, like what's the cons? What's the negatives too? Like, I mean, that's kind of what we talked about. I was like, what's the con of actually just doing it?
I guess putting Paul in a situation where like these older guys hate him because they think they're getting like preferential treatment. Or if you're affecting contract bonuses or something, if guys have like, you know, money tied to an All-Star game start.
Well, then pitch better than Paul Skenes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I also don't know how many Major League Baseball contracts have incentives tied to starting an All-Star game, that sort of thing. I mean, and again, you can like isn't the job to attract the most attention possible?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, Reynaldo Lopez. Paul Skenes has attracted more attention than you. And like, this isn't everybody gets a trophy. Just You know, that's who people want to see. I think that's very obvious. And that's what Major League Baseball would be giving them. They're doing the best thing for their sport by putting Paul Skeens out there.
So when Skeens mows through the first three hitters, does he get a second inning?
Or
do they pull him after one no-hitter?
No, I would not do that.
They got to let Paul Skeens throw a no-hitter in the All-Star game. Jason,
this
was
wonderful.
And then
everybody can react.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
You're the man.
Thanks, Jason.
Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
This season, the W is going to new heights.
And that means the queens are ready to take it to court and the court.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
All WNBA season long, you can count on us to bring you interviews with some of your favorite WNBA stars, analysis of all teams, and hot takes you can only find in this courtroom.
Listen to Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast presented by AT&T on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.